I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game, a competition Louis Braille could not have foreseen. But first, the 2012 Paralympics are underway in London. I'm no longer there, but The Guardian's Owen Gibson is. Welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks very much.
You wrote earlier this week that the Paralympics, which began on Wednesday, were being treated as a continuation of the Olympics rather than as a novelty. What evidence have you seen of that?
For the first time, there's one integrated organising committee, basically organising the two, and they've been very keen all the way through to emphasise that these are two halves of the same whole, if you like. People were obviously sceptical early on whether the British public would take to them in the same way as they obviously have the Olympics, but I think all the evidence we've seen over recent days is that they absolutely have. I mean, all the tickets are sold out. They're getting, you know, very good viewing figures on Channel 4, which is one of the free-to-air broadcasters here. They're showing more towards coverage. I mean, there's not quite the intensity of emotion perhaps that there was during the Olympics when the medals were raining in, but I think people are getting something out of this that they perhaps weren't out of the Olympics as well. So, I mean, it's certainly true that the public have very much taken to it. Here we've seen every ticket sold. People are, you know, genuinely want to be here. But I think, you know, I like to think that it will carry on.
There was some controversy on Wednesday after former British Health Minister Edwina Curry described Italian Paralympians as, quote, gorgeous even in wheelchairs. What was the reaction to that in London?
Well, a bit of a rolling of the eyes, I think. But beyond that, I mean, I think it, you know, obviously it was a very ill-advised thing to say, but it also showed the perils of language around this event. And I tend to think that we should be as vigilant as possible. I guess it's very important that we use the right terms. But by the same token, I think it's also important that people are able to come and embrace this event and just come and enjoy the sport and don't be too uptight about using the right or wrong terminology without going, obviously, as far as Edwina Curry did.
Many eyes will be on runner Oscar Pistorius, who will defend his Paralympic titles in the 100, 200, and 400-meter distances. Does his groundbreaking performance in the Olympics help or hurt the Paralympic movement?
It's a very good question. It's one that's very much up for debate here. I mean, I tend to think it very much helps the Paralympic movement because he's a great poster boy for the Paralympic movement. And the more popular he is, the more popular the Paralympics become. And he's very clear that he views them both as, you know, sort of events of equal standing. One of the questions at a press conference to Sebastian Coe was, should we not merge the Olympics and the Paralympics and have just one event? Why have we got two events? And should athletes have to choose between them or should they compete in both? And all these questions will, I think, rise to the fore more as more and more athletes reach that level.
Beyond Oscar Pistorius, more than 4,000 athletes from 164 nations are participating in this year's Paralympic Games. Tell me about some of the other athletes we should be paying attention to.
Some of the other sports I've been enjoying are some of the sort of perhaps less heralded sports, but wheelchair rugby is a very exciting thing to watch. Wheelchair basketball is very exciting to watch. And there are great individual performances. You know, Sarah Story, the Britain cyclist, yesterday she won her eighth gold medal across swimming and cycling. Natalie Dussoir, the South African swimmer, she's an amputee who's now won 11 golds. I mean, everywhere you look, there are kind of equivalents to the sorts of heroes that we saw created during the Olympics.
Owen Gibson is covering the Paralympics for The Guardian, for which he is Olympics editor. Owen, thank you very much for speaking with me.
No problem at all. Thank you.